In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to take your phone calls all day on a Victory Friday. We have Dan Campbell audio. You knew he was going to be wound up and fired up after a win.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Dan Campbell in the locker room.
That's how it's supposed to sound.
Yeah. So who were his four game balls? It was Tom Kennedy, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Goff, and who was the fourth?
Muhammad,
yeah. Okay.
If you could only give one game ball, who would you have given it to?
There's a lot of really good performances. Here's the interesting thing is, Jahmyr Gibbs scores three touchdowns, and he's desensitized us into thinking that that's special. Like, it's just what he does.
Did you want him to give out five game balls?
No, I mean, I do think that needs to be special. But I'm making the point that three touchdowns in a game where you scored 44 points, and, I mean, I don't think Dan Campbell's going to overlook it. He's still going to praise him in meetings, but and I'm not. He doesn't get my game ball. I'm just making the point.
He needed to score four touchdowns to get
right,
a game ball.
Yeah, to get a game ball. I'd like to say Tom Kennedy.
Okay.
Because I thought that he was impactful in setting up the offense, in setting it up not just with field position, but with confidence, with juice. And we haven't seen that all year long. We've actually been talking about how the special teams with Dave Phipp, it for 3 years, it's been an absolute weapon. This year, it has not. Now, some of that is the decisions that Dan Campbell makes of either not kicking field goals, not punting, but the return game hasn't been what it needs to be. And I think Tom Kennedy did a great job of setting things up for this offense.
I think I'd give a game ball to Jack Campbell. 12 tackles. He had the first sack, should have been a safety. He forced the first turnover, legit punch out the football.
Yeah.
He's at the center of this defense. I'd give a game ball to Jack Campbell.
Okay. I'm not going to say no.
Yeah. Well, then they could have gotten six game balls now. I mean, look, there's no shortage of guys.
You get a game ball.
Let us know who would you have given a game ball to. And yeah, we're just talking about where you're at with this football team. Like, this is a very up and down season. They haven't won back-to-back games since October 5th. But for everybody who was down or out, are you back in now after watching that? 248-539-9797. Let's get to Ryan in Sterling Heights.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good morning.
Morning. So I have 2 points. John, you kind of alluded to the first one. I think Tom Kennedy needs to be on the roster for the rest of the season to return kicks because he was just completely outstanding in the kickoff and the punt returns.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, it's for the kick returner, it comes down to how useful can you be, because whether it's him or it's Khalif Raymond, like you need to also be able to contribute on offense, because neither of them are special enough to only be the returner. I love the fact that he does bring that juice. He does bring something to the special teams, though.
Right. And my second point is Costa, about 20, 30 minutes ago, you were mentioning how the defense played really well but gave up 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
I think they played better than the score indicated because of the cyborg that Dallas has at the kicking position.
Yes. Yeah, because he had, what, a 63-yarder, and then he had another that was like 57, 58.
He had three of them over 50 yards, yeah.
He had 55, 57, and 63. I mean, that's just – and they were – I mean, the 63 one, I mean, it could have been in from 65 or 66. So that guy is like a cyborg. I mean, he has like a bionic leg or something.
You realize, like, the Lions get a field goal blocked. It would have been a 52-yard kick by Bates. The Cowboys move all of 13 yards and come away with points.
3 points. That's their version of a cheat code.
Yeah.
There's no question.
And that's a good point, Ryan. It is a little misleading. It's not like Detroit gave up a ton of marches into the red zone and a ton of touchdowns. It was a lot of long field goals. There was that one blown coverage, right, where it looked like corner was expecting Branch to have the deep half of the field, and he came down. They gave up 30, but I actually was encouraged by the defense. From a sack total perspective, from a shutting down the run early in the game.
Right, and so there were 15 points on field goals.
Yeah.
16 on including an extra point. Yeah. But when you look at that and you think about what the defense did to force them to kick field goals. Now, if this became a one-for-one on a field goal battle, you weren't going to lose. You weren't going to win that one because Aubrey's just that good. But to be able to then our offense turn turnovers, field position, opportunities, drives into touchdowns, that's the biggest difference in this game. Is the defense did a really nice job. And against any other team, you're not giving up 30 points because you're not having a guy that's going to kick three over 50 or at least accurate. You may, but you're probably going to be giving up in that game maybe 17 points.
Yeah, and call it what it is, too. Dallas is the number one NFC offense in points and yards, and they were held out of the end zone in the first half, and only when they were trailing by multiple scores did they find ways to get into the end zone. Detroit's defense showed up and came out to play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, the yards and the points they allowed at the end, people can draw their own conclusions. If you watched, I think you came away feeling better about the Lions' defense. All right, what else we got? 248-539-9797. This says, I'm encouraged because the offense looked like the Lions' offense. They ran the ball enough, swing passes and screens to Gibbs to make up for it as an extension of the running game. They kept the defense honest. They're a different team when play action works. Don't let the Lions get hot. Gary in defiance.
Well, I mean, like Goff said, you know, you got to be playing really good. They got to be that ascending team at this time of the year, and they're going to get their next best test, and maybe the best test that they're going to have until they possibly make the playoffs next week in LA.
I like this text too. This is Josh and Warren. Last night showed me that the 23-24 team is still in there somewhere. They can't play like it for 17 games anymore, but it's encouraging that that team is still there and they can lean on these performances for the playoffs. I think that's a very honest assessment. Yep. Now, my only concern would be you don't get to do bounce backs in the playoffs. Dan Campbell's bounce back off a loss doesn't apply when you get to the postseason, because if you lose, your bounce back is week one next year.
Right.
But so, I do like seeing flashes that team is still in there, because there's no time like the present to start getting some momentum and start to find that consistency to string together big performances.
And I'm pulling up the third down stats. Third down efficiency, still not great.
No, 3 of 8.
3 of 8.
Yeah.
But it did feel like they were converting. Like, there was one time, right, where they had it was first and 25, and they converted that set of downs for a first down because it was a penalty. All of a sudden, you're backed up thinking, oh, my goodness, here we go. It's those unforced errors that are going to finally bite them in the backside, yet they find a way to overcome it. First and 25 last night didn't seem so daunting because you're able to throw the ball for 13 yards. You're able to get 27 yards for a first down.
All right, guys, we got phone calls to take. This is a Victory Friday and a much needed Victory Friday, mathematically for the team, and I would say emotionally for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's 97-1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Three of them. Hat trick for Jahmyr Gibbs. Didn't even get a game ball, poor guy.
Yeah, no more room on his shelves.
No kidding. Let's get back to the people. Let's talk to Adam on Victory Friday. Adam in Frankenmuth, good morning.
Fellas, how you doing? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hey, just a couple points, man. Offensive line, you got to give them a game ball. They came out with all the ridicule and injuries and everything. Great game plan, came out and, you know, dominated up front. My biggest takeaway is just looking at Jared Goff inside the dome versus outside. He threw two passes yesterday that were just unbelievable. The one to the sideline, and then the comeback where J-Mo was running it looked like he was running a go route. It came back to the football. The ball was on time. It was 25 yards downfield. It was just on the money. It's just a huge, huge difference, man. If Jared Goff comes to play, and he always is gonna. I just don't know what the big deal is between the outside and the inside. But man, yesterday, I mean, he looked like the best quarterback in the game. He really, to me. And then I guess my last point. I don't know. I mean, if you guys even have a take on this, but I wasn't a big fan of Cade Cunningham yesterday. I truly wasn't.
I know, saw this, I mean, John. Did you see this?
No.
It's petty. It's petty. But for 40 minutes or whatever it was, he just told us how great a big, huge Dallas Cowboy fan he is. And don't get me wrong, man. You grow up and you love a team, whatever. But, man, you represent Detroit, and you come out there, and I don't know what your thought is, John, or a professional athlete's thought. Like, if you're playing in a city and a guy that plays in your city but a different sport and a huge must-win comes out and says he's rooting for the other team, I don't know how that's going to go over.
Yeah,
you know, it's not going over well with me today.
No, not great. And you don't have to come out and just be full on, you know, Detroit Lions or all those major sports teams. But I kind of ran into this where I was in Washington for a decade, and it was a decade where there was some pretty good Wings play, but I was there with the Capitals. And I would have Ovechkin on a show that I was doing. And so, yeah, I had to be a closet Red Wings fan, but on the outside, be a Caps fan or, you know, whoever it was in Washington.
I mean, I get it. I mean, you know, you love your sports teams and things of that nature, and he's a superstar. And I think if it was anybody else, yeah, I mean, he probably wouldn't get away with it too well, but he probably will because, you know, he's the best player and one of the best players in the NBA. It's just kind of heartbreaking. But besides that, man, what a what a great win for Dan Campbell. What a great win for the Detroit Lions. And love hearing you guys, man. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Still go blue, John. It's still go blue.
Yep. Thanks. Go blue to you as well. Happy holidays. I am curious.
It didn't bother me at all. Like, he's true to himself. We would want a Detroiter who moved to another city to not give up on the teams they grew up rooting for.
You're telling me I wasn't a real Wings fan at the time?
You were ashamed or you were afraid to state your fandom. Don't be afraid to share who you root for.
No, I wasn't afraid.
You said you had to be a closeted Red Wings fan.
I understood my surroundings.
Yeah, but you don't change your... You shouldn't... What if they don't like me?
No. You are... The community had invested in me,
mm-hmm.
So I was investing in the community. I take all the bullets now, and a lot of them last year, because I did go on Washington Radio and I talked about how we were going to beat you guys by double digits and it wasn't even going to be close. And so for all the fans that knew me there, I grew up here. I always wanted to play for the Lions, but was I supposed to be a Lions fan while playing for Washington?
I think it's a little different in that you are competing in that sport. Like, Kate Cunningham grew up in Texas, right? It's not a shock that he's a Dallas Cowboy fan, and it would be phony for him to pretend he's a Lions fan if he's truly a Cowboy fan.
Phony, just like Stoney, acting like he's a Detroit fan. Well, now, John, you got off the hook because you were not playing in Washington in the 98 Cup Final.
Right.
You're so lucky. Because that would make you look way worse.
Oh, no. Trust me, if that was the case. But I would have come back here to do that. I don't know that I would put myself in that position to be, in, and I can't remember the name of the ice arena right now, but would I have been there wearing Pistons gear while they're playing the Bullets?
He didn't. Wizards. He didn't show up in a CeeDee Lamb jersey last night.
Okay, I mean, so this is. I'm trying to get the context. I did not see it.
So Amazon Prime was talking to him on the field, and it's like, hey, he's there because it's a big moment in Detroit, and they're talking about the city and just the general stuff. And we could pull the audio at some point today, but he stated he's a Cowboy fan. Okay. He says they asked him how the season's going to go for Dallas. He said we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Says every Dallas fan for the last 30 years.
How do you know he's a Cowboy fan? Exactly.
Maybe he should get a number 3 jersey so he can shoot the 3 better.
Oh, boy. We're not going to turn on Kate because he's rooting for his hometown football team.
No. I honestly don't care. It's unique.
I would just ask this. Do we think less of Devin Booker because he doesn't root for the local Phoenix teams?
No. And I don't think anything less of Cade.
Right.
I just like putting guys in certain positions. Especially when they're not going to respond.
Some of the texts that have been coming in says, it's clear this team is built to play from ahead and it means everything. Well, the run game's easier when you have a lead and you can pin their ears back when they have a lead. I think
there's a lot of teams that are better prepared to play with a lead.
Yeah, it's advantageous. but it maybe explains why they've beaten 500 football teams and struggled to beat the teams above 500.
Right, but I do think we have to give them enough credit, because if you look at this team through the first, the Dallas Cowboys, through the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season versus the last 7 weeks of the season, especially since the trade deadline, this is a completely different team. And it's not just Quinn and Williams. It's other guys. They got 5 or 6 starters back infused into their lineup because of coming back from injuries and the trade deadline.
We already saw the Legion of Whom play good against the Commanders and then go back to being crap for the next couple weeks. I still don't fully trust the defense. Are we really getting high off this win? Classic Cowboys lose spot. I still think we're in trouble.
That very well may be the case. And I'll talk to you on Monday.
My game ball goes to Dan Campbell. The offensive play calling was dynamic. Campbell trusted his punter and kicker in defense. He didn't go for it on fourth down. That's AG and McComb.
I thought Dan did a really good job of constructing a game plan, calling the game, whether it was fourth down decisions. And I will say this. I'm not going to give him too much credit for the fourth down decisions. They were, for the most part, very basic and obvious decisions. But I like the game plan of spreading the ball around, protecting the interior of that offensive line.
We have Cookie Jar coming up at 7:35, part of our Friday fun. Just a little pit stop, mostly Lions today. Nearly all Lions talk today.
Glad we can have some fun.
Yeah, we should. Having a lot of fun after a win. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, just a little heads up if you're headed to the airport this morning. Delta flights are not leaving or arriving at Detroit Metro Airport this morning. The FAA reported that the airline was under a ground stop until at least 7 a.m., but they do say there was a 30 to 60% chance that that ground stop could be extended. So, well, they're not saying. They say the cause of the stop has not been confirmed, but other airlines at Detroit Metro are still operating on schedule. So if you have a Delta flight, you might just want to go online and check the status before you make the drive out there. Just a little heads up for sure. Hey, the Michigan-Ohio State game delivered the biggest TV ratings of the 2025 college football season. So Fox announced on Thursday night that Saturday's game averaged 18.424 million viewers, making it the most watched game of the year. They say viewership peaked at 20.5 million between 3:30 and 3:45, marking a 49% increase from last year's game.
And 95% of those used Sync My Game so that they could listen to the radio broadcast.
Oh, did they?
Yes, yeah. versus the other one.
Yeah. Yep. After nearly 15 years, Detroit's RoboCop statue has found a new home. Maybe not a new home, but found an actual home. So the 11-foot-tall, 3,500-pound statue was installed at Eastern Market on Wednesday afternoon. So the statue was kind of inspired by a tweet from 2010 to then-Mayor Dave Bing, which suggested that RoboCop should be like this great ambassador for Detroit. And this person who tweeted kind of was talking about, you know, Philadelphia statue of Rocky Balboa. And at the time, Bing tweeted back and said, there's no such things in the works, right? This is not something we're planning on. But some Detroiters ran with the idea. They crowdfunded more than $67,000, and a Detroit sculptor finished the statue in 2017. And then it kind of just has been like in this never ending cycle of like, what are we going to do with it? There's been like, where are we going to mount it? Like, where's it going to go? Right. Well, it finally found a home, and you can go check it out whenever you'd like.
All right. RoboCop got mounted.
Yes, sure.
Is this our version of the Rocky statue? Go take a photo with the RoboCop?
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. A local contractor has been reunited with one of his stolen plow trucks Tuesday night after someone saw the truck and the news story on the news, on TV. So the trucks were stolen Saturday night from a shopping plaza in Troy. It was just hours before crews were actually scheduled to go clear the snow from one of our first, you know, major snowfalls. And the man who spotted it, John Margolis, said that red flags were raised when he saw this truck on one of his properties. Yeah, the owner of the trucks is very grateful that Margolis called and didn't just ignore the trucks. And he's calling him a hero. He says, yeah, there's some minor damage that can be repaired, but thankfully we got the truck back. The other truck is still out there. Police are looking for it. It's a 2005 GMC Sierra. Mm. Yeah. Finally, a woman's recent behavior at a public pool in Australia has others appalled. So there's video that was shared on social media that shows a woman swimming laps. But it's what she was doing while she was swimming laps. You guys, she was scrolling on her phone. She's doing like the backstroke. And she's got her arm up in the air, out of the water, looking like, you know, taking a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I don't know, doom scrolling as she's doing the backstroke.
It's a little much.
Yeah, it
is a lot much. Yeah. And commenters were quick to point out that humanity's tech addiction might have reached a point of no return.
I prefer the breaststroke.
It's Heather with the news. That's John being John. Cookie Jar is next. You never disappoint. It's 97.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
Gear, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We're into the month of December. I have a few Christmas questions and just general nonsense. It's the Cookie Jar brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. The first question, would you rather get dumber or uglier? Got to pick one.
Yeah, this is a tough one because I don't have far to fall in either one. I guess I don't know. I'm on radio, so I guess I'd rather get uglier. Got a face for radio. Might as well keep going that direction. If I get dumber, it makes it a lot harder to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think eventually everyone gets a little uglier as they age anyway.
Not the smoke show that is
Martha Stewart.
Oh, well, she was beautiful when she was younger. She is everyone. Yes, you get uglier as you age anyway. Yeah. So I think I'd rather get uglier. And as I get really old, which is the goal, right? To live to 100.
Sure.
I want to have all of my cognitive abilities still with me. So
what's your faculties?
Yeah. So I think I'd go uglier.
I'd rather be uglier. The pretty boy who's dumb as a box of rocks as a character in a movie is easily lampooned. Although the ugly, nerdy, nebbish kind of guy who's really smart and uses his brain power, it's kind of like a game respect game kind of thing, that character. So I'll go with uglier.
Definitely uglier. I mean, I want my brains as I get older. Mm-hmm.
I was tempted because they say ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Like dumb people are happier, but I agree. I'd rather get uglier and maintain some level of intelligence.
Sure.
All right. Spotify Wrapped, Apple Music replays, whatever you use, they're out. I'm very curious. Who did you listen to most this year?
This is a little bit funny. And I'm nervous because I don't know if how people are going to believe me or not, but I'm not going to give you my top three, but I'll give you a portion of my top six. Coming in at number six for me is the U.S. Coast Guard band for the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, my gosh.
America over here.
Uh-huh. And some of that is Teddy. He loves hearing it. And some of it is me. I just kind of start my morning that way. Number two is a little Guns N' Roses,
all right.
Sweet Child of Mine. And number one, I'm sure this will not be hard for anybody to believe, is the Victors.
No, it's not.
It is. Yeah.
That's so cheesy. Heather, what about you?
Okay, so
where's Tucker Carlson?
Oh.
Huh? Yes, it's not podcasts.
I don't actually have either of these, so I don't have an actual list of the top songs I listen to, but I am no longer in control of what I listen to in my house. My daughter is.
Oh.
So it would probably be, number one would be the Frozen soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
Number two would be the Moana soundtrack, one or two. And then the third would either be the Beach Boys, because we listened to a lot of Barbara Ann when Brooks was starting to talk.
Oh, sure.
Ba, ba, ba. That's all he would say. Uh-huh. So we listened to that. Yeah. Or Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Moana 1 is a way better soundtrack than Moana 2.
Yes, I agree.
Podcast, The Greatest Generation.
Okay.
Which is a Star Trek podcast, by the way. Artist, R.E.M., and my number one song was Fit Right In from the My Little Pony, A New Generation soundtrack.
Oh my gosh.
Something my son really loves to listen to and hear, so we play that in replay when we went to the doctors.
Nice.
Podcast was Cash a Ticket, so I knew what Jim was picking.
Hasn't helped you.
No. You were ready for that.
You could all use a listen now and then, huh?
Yeah. There's some voices I don't care to hear.
Bands, all old school 90s stuff still. Linkin Park, Nine Inch Nails, Alice in Chains.
My three most listened to bands. Green Day was number one.
Okay.
Blink 182 was number two.
Uh-huh.
And I weirdly got into a Simon and Garfunkel kick, which I don't know how that happened, but they were my number three most listened to artist.
Okay.
Little Cecilia when I was watching Stick.
Okay.
All right. When you think of Christmas, you think of what song?
I guess I'd have to say either Frosty the Snowman or Rudolph. Either one of those.
For sure, Rudolph. That's a great one. Jingle Bell Rock is a big song in our house right now, so maybe Jingle Bell Rock.
I'm laughing at that Frosty the Snowman, because in the news we just found out that Frosty had hoes.
Yeah. Yes. He was a player.
I'm thinking of the only Christmas song, This Christmas by Donny Hathaway.
It's a great one.
Mine is Holly Jolly Christmas.
Okay.
I love it. It's so festive.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, mm-hmm. Brenda Lee.
All great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real or fake Christmas tree?
I would prefer, and I was always defer to real, but with a four-year-old, we have gone with the fake tree for now.
Which is surprising because I thought you'd want to take Teddy out and bring the saw and have him help you cut it down.
Oh, sure. Yes. But yeah, all I need is for him to, because he likes to play with the tree and he's always putting bows on it. We got his little area where he gets to decorate it. And I mean, he would get poked in the eye. He would have sap all over himself.
All right.
Yeah.
We're a fake tree family. I've never had a real tree in my entire life.
Oh, real trees are game changers.
I've always been scared of tree fires. I've always been scared of fires for some reason, and that frightens me.
Well, you
me.
Don't put the real candles on there. They're
I
just
know.
Lights.
You do the lights, but there's...
What if they overheat, John?
Yes, and then you have to water it. The pine needles fall off. Yeah, no, not
Pets,
for me.
Kids, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, fake tree.
Fake tree easily. I mean, look... I don't know why you would want a real one, to be quite honest with you.
The smell.
The mass. Yeah, you can get some spray, John.
I think it's the memories of going to pick it out.
Yeah, like, there's so much about
like
it.
I do like that.
And trust me, and it may be as early as next year, with Teddy being five. I think he'll be at the age where we've got two trees up. One will always be fake, but the one in the main room, I'm pushing hard for it to be a real tree.
Fake tree. It's easier. I remember growing up, though, going and picking out the tree, and we had one growing up. They're just a lot of work.
They don't last as long.
They last as long as you need them to last.
Mm.
Appropriate use of effort, John.
Yes.
When you put lights on your tree, top to bottom or bottom to top?
Or pre-lit?
Well, that's my answer. I'm not putting lights on the tree.
So we do go pre-lit, but Lisa will always add lights to the tree, and I think you have to go top to bottom, or you get to the top and there's just so many more lights left over. It's, or you come up short. You certainly don't want to come up short. So I think you have to go top to bottom.
It's interesting. I've never put the lights on from the top. I always start at the bottom. We have two trees too. One is pre-lit. One, you have to put the lights on. Mm-hmm. And I always start at the bottom. I make sure the cord can plug into the outlet I want. And then I start there and.
Oh, I plug the cord in. I run an extension cord up the middle of the tree.
It sounds like a lot of work.
But it works out perfectly. It's all about effort.
I mean, either way, you could have too much lights left over.
Yeah, but I would rather unplug them and unscrew the light bulbs.
Oh no, that's
behind the tree. And that way it looks perfect.
Says the man who does sock, shoe, sock, shoe. Way more effort. Way more effort.
Where's the smarm alarm? Come on. This is the first time we get a chance to hit her with it.
I know.
You guys sound like an old married couple right now.
Clearly, it's not Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce here.
Pre-lit tree, but I think in the olden days, back when I was a young lad in Brighton, Michigan, I think we put them on bottom to top.
That's what I would think too.
Yeah, bottom. You're they're lit as you do it, and you're building it up to the top. And
crescendo.
If you don't have a light problem,
exactly.
And if you have a few too many at the top at the end, you can hide them within the tree.
You never have too many lights. You go
on a tree.
Top to bottom.
And I'm gonna say this right now: pre-lit trees suck. They don't last as long, so you get rid of them. It's a trick.
Oh, I don't know. We've had a pre-lit tree for, I don't know, going on 8 years now.
You will use an artificial tree longer if you don't get a pre-lit tree because the lights will start having problems or you'll get a section where they're out and you can't get them to work no matter what. And then you'll get a new tree. When you don't need a new tree, you just need the light.
No,
or you just don't plug those in
you
and you just
new
put
lights.
New lights on. Yeah.
You could do that too. Hey, couple quick texts. John is literally Stan from American Dad. Pops out of bed every morning singing, Good Morning, USA. And
America.
And I love this one. The uglier or dumber conundrum will forever be referred to as the Rieger conundrum.
Well, so if you're neither?
It's just other people are viewing it.
Huh.
All right, guys, that's a cookie jar, Moran Chevrolet 97.1.
Hey, it's in the Motor City. Winter isn't just a season. It's a challenge, and we are up to the challenge every single winter. When the snow starts piling up on Woodward and the slush takes over on I-75, you're not going to sit there and say, I don't want to go out. No, we could conquer anything. You don't need a sleigh. You need a Sierra. This is professional-grade capability. The GMC Sierra, built to dominate the job site and upgrade your driveway. So whether you're hauling the family tree or towing those toys up north, and at this time of the year, it might be a snow machine. Maybe it's the Shanty. Whatever it is, the Sierra delivers the power you need, the tech you want, and the premium luxury that you've earned. But you need to move fast. Right now, the Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are holding their holiday event. This is your chance to get behind the wheel of the truck that defines Detroit toughness. Don't let the holidays pass you by. These offers absolutely end on January the 2nd. Start the new year in professional grade style. Visit your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealer today. We are professional grade.
Just for you, John.
Yep. Nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Good morning.
Love that one.
97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass on a victory Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the same. Needed to have it last night. Lions found a way to win.
It was fun. It was exciting. And you just, with as explosive as the Dallas offense can be. I know CeeDee Lamb went down, but you kind of felt like at some point they were going to go off. And it just felt like throughout the course of the game, like they just seemed to be very disinterested at some point.
Well, Pickens specifically.
Pickens specifically. And you just kind of thought like, okay, he has been really, he's been on fire for about 4 or 5 weeks. And you just felt like at some point hey, there's going to be a 60-yard reception for Pickens that is a touchdown and turns things around, especially at the end of the game when you're up 10, they kick a field goal and you're like, oh man, okay, what are we going to do? The Lions responded every time.
So this could be weird. It's a game where they scored 44 points, but I want to focus on the defense.
That gave up 30?
Yeah. 5 sacks, 3 takeaways. Shut down the run. I'm okay if Lamb beats you once in a while. Pickens beats you once in a while. Dallas came in most yards per game in the NFL, most points per game in the NFC. They held him out of the end zone in the first half. There was a blown coverage. I don't like seeing that. But I thought the defense played well in this game.
I thought so as well. And I mean, especially when you look at the points, and I say somewhat sarcastically,
yeah,
they gave
doing.
Up 30 points. But when you really only need to get to about the opponent's 45-yard line and you just send in, Aubrey to kick a field goal, then that's a huge advantage for Dallas,
and
obviously.
And call it what it is, 27-9. Yeah, Dallas is going to, they're going to make a run. But they were playing from behind. So mm-hmm. Cool, you put up almost 400 yards of passing in a double-digit loss. You know, I really thought Detroit's defense was the story. Not to take anything away from Jahmyr Gibbs' hat trick and 44 points of offense and getting explosives from really the jump. But that's a win they had to have. You and I thought it's a win they were going to get because they've now done this 15 straight times. You lose a game, you bounce back. 3 years going on this stretch where Dan Campbell teams respond following a loss, and they had to.
You know, and I was listening yesterday as I was on my way to Ann Arbor thinking about the game and the things that we had talked about. I was listening to Doug, and the Burchy kid joined him at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he put it very succinctly. Not every pressure is created equally. And throughout the last couple of weeks, we see the PFF grades and take them for what they are. But it was, hey, Detroit is creating the most pressures. Well, but then you look at the time the opponent has to throw, and those pressures aren't coming until 3.5 or even 4 seconds into a play. Yesterday, it felt like those pressures and certainly the sacks were impactful, not just because that they got them, but because of when they happened and what they forced. You force 3 turnovers, 2 interceptions. Like, you're doing something right defensively by getting after Dak Prescott.
Saw a stat. Since 2020, this Detroit Lions defense is giving up the most time for quarterbacks to throw. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's fixed for one game, but it had to change last night. And it did. I mean, mm-hmm. unequivocally, it changed last night for a night. And we can get into where they go from here as the show rolls, but we just want to start with your takeaways, your highlights, what you were most encouraged by. There's a very different world they lose that football game. They lose, and their chances of making the playoffs drop to what they kept showing a graphic, 19%. Now it's better than 50-50. You know, I mean, that's a big-time lift. 248-539-9797. This text says, did the Lions just reel us back in only to break our hearts at a later date? I don't know how we get that performance and don't win 3 of the next 4. It's going to be an emotional roller coaster.
It will be, but welcome to what NFL seasons are most like. Not every year you're going to go 15-2 and get the number one seed. That's really hard to do. Last year, I think if you look back for the regular season, taking the game against Washington in the postseason out of it, you kind of realize how special that season was and how much fun you had. More seasons are going to be like this. Now, you would hope that it would be, you'd be flipped. You'd be where the Bears are versus where Detroit is. But some seasons, you're just going to have to scratch and claw. And like Dan Campbell says, find a way to get in the tournament.
Well, paint a picture like this. Detroit is up to 8 wins now. The Bears have 9. The Bears lose at Lambeau. And I know the Bears keep finding ways to win, so this is not a gimme. But if the Bears lose at Lambeau, Detroit is 1 game back of the Bears with 4 games to go.
And a head-to-head.
And a head-to-head. They've already won the first meeting, and they'll play a second time. Detroit effectively controls their own destiny.
Yeah.
That's how significant a win last night, obviously coupled with a Bears loss, would be.
So I'll ask that texter, and maybe they'll be motivated to call in. Would you rather have had your heart broken last night or later in the season? We want to be in it as long as possible.
Yep.
And in we are, they gave themselves a chance last night. Doesn't mean they make the playoffs. Doesn't mean that they win a game in the postseason if they get there. But I would much rather have my heart broken in early January or mid-February than, you know, the first weekend of December.
They say pre-Christmas?
Yeah.
The next challenge for this team is stringing together big performances. No better time than the present. You can't win 2 until you win 1. Can't win 3 until you win 2. Had to start with Dallas last night. I'm not making any promises. I still need to see them string together strong performances. The Branch injury is concerning, right? We've watched them bounce back only to yo-yo and then lose the very next week. So there's still a lot of work to do and a lot that this team still has to prove. Let's get to Nick. You're on 97.1.
Hey, yeah, I just, first of all, happy Victory Friday. Big win last night. I'm curious to hear Jansen's opinion on Miles Frazier. I thought, about an hour before the game, they released, Coyote Iwasika's got that foot injury, and I'm like, oh, great, here we go. But Miles Frazier kind of getting baptism by fire. And then he comes out and, maybe struggles the first drive a little bit after Cologne just gets absolutely annihilated. He had, 4 pressures and 7 snaps or something like that. I thought he actually played well throughout the game. Obviously, Dan in the post-game presser said, they plan to get him some snaps, and he ended up, you know, earning his way on the field. And I thought he played really well and hopefully gives the interior O-line the spark they need. But curious to hear what your guys' thoughts were on Miles Frazier last night.
Yeah, John, this is your deal. What'd you
think? I mean, the best I could say, and I'll get a chance to go over the film with a fine-tooth comb over the weekend, but I thought he was solid. And he was much better in the run game than he was in pass protection. There were some flaws in pass protection where he got off balance, got beat. But I thought that he, for the most part, held his own. And I don't know what they do moving forward. I don't know when Mahogany's going to be back, if at all. But I think it gives them an option, whether it's Cologne or Frazier. And they may just continue to rotate him until, hey, they figure out, is this a better matchup for Cologne or is this a better matchup for Frazier? And without knowing that much about Miles Frazier in regards to what's he going to be week to week, I think you go into those games with that in mind.
Dave Burkett had the story, Mahogany 100% playing again in the regular season sooner than you think. It's 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.